Interesting one here from Neil Gibson for you, Kat. Says, hi guys, great podcast, but I've been watching Michael Palin making his way around Europe on the BBC, including Estonians firewalking. What's the science behind firewalking? Why don't they burn their feet, or is it a trick or something?
Well, there's no trick to it, necessarily. What it is that it doesn't look... it's not entirely what it looks like. Basically, there's three components.
It looks pretty hot to me, Kat.
It does look hot, but there's three components to this. The first thing is that when you're walking across fire, understandably, you do it a bit quickly. So you're actually minimising the time that any particular part of your body is in contact with the fire. This is the same reason that lizards scoot about in the desert on hot rocks. The quicker they move, the less they're actually going to burn themselves. And there's two other things. The fires are lit and then they're let to burn and sort of basically become barbecue. But the top layer of that is ash. And ash is actually a pretty good insulator against the direct heat underneath. So you can feel the heat above it, but actually the burning heat won't get through so much. And also carbon is the component of the coals. And carbon's actually a very poor conductor of heat. So heat that's burning right at the bottom of the fire pit won't come up so much. So it's not as hot as it looks. And also you go across it very fast.
One theory I heard was that because you're a bit nervous, in the same way as you get sweaty hands when you're nervous, your feet sweat a bit, and you effectively surf across the coals on a cushion of steam, which also helps to keep the temperature down. Do you believe that?
Yeah, I think that sounds plausible. Maybe we should get Dave to do it. It's kitchen science.